In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
So, today the journey continues. Since the resurrection, the church is trying to send us all a message. And this message is to focus on Jesus as the divine Jesus, who is sitting at the right hand of the Father, who was resurrected, glorified, and the reason for this is that we, as human, we live the last chapter, believe it or not, we live the last chapter of our human history. And that's why if we look at today's gospel, then Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. A little while longer. So we are, after the resurrection, we have been moved from the land of salvation, like the nation of Israel, and we crossed the sea miraculously. And the church knows that in our journey towards heaven, we need some elements that are very important. The very first thing is an unshakable faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Unshakable faith. And that's why the first Sunday after the resurrection, we read the gospel and we see Jesus presenting himself to Thomas, who had doubts in Jesus. So the church is telling us, have this unshakable faith in the resurrected Jesus. And then the journey continues, and we see that the nation of Israel, as they crossed into Sinai, they hungered and they thirst. So God gave them the manna as food, and then he gave them water for sure, and he was leading them by light, right? So the church, the second week, read the gospel where Jesus was announcing himself as the bread. So we are talking here not about our physical bodies, but we're talking about our spiritual person, the spiritual person who lives in you. This person hungers, and Jesus is the bread of life. And then this spiritual person thirsts, and then Jesus again is the spring of life, the fountain. And that was the second and the third week. The next week, it's going to be Jesus will say, I am the way. You have to walk this path. Whether we like it or not, we have to follow the person of Jesus. But today, there is a very important message, and that's Jesus is the light, because Jesus does not want us to walk into this path in the darkness. Because what happens when we walk in darkness? We stumble. And guess what? There are lots of people who accepted the faith, but because they stumbled a lot, they said, this is not for us. And we know why lots of people have abandoned churches and abandoned the faith, and they tell you, it's not working for me. Because simply, they are not walking in the light. So even though they accepted to go down this path, they stumble a lot, and then they say, this is not for us. So we have to be cautious that today's message is crucial and it's very important. We have to walk in the light, and we have to be aware that this is not going to last forever, as I said at the beginning, because we live the last chapter of our humanity before the second coming. I asked myself, when Abuna asked me to prepare the talk today, and I said, okay, so am I walking in the light? And I wanted to be honest with myself. And I kept thinking about it. Am I walking in the light myself? So in real life, if you ask someone and you tell him, are you sitting in the dark or in the light, like now, it doesn't take much to say, no, we're sitting in the light. Right? Because we can see the light. So it means that you have to have an eye to be able to see the light. But not only to have an eye, you have to have an eye that is not blind. Because if someone has an eye and he is or she is blind, they won't be able to tell the difference between the light and the darkness, right? So our spiritual person needs to have this eye, this open eye that detects the light. And again, I asked myself, so how do I just walk in the light? So things like, okay, I'm going to read my Bible, I'm going to go to church, I'm going to try to know the hymns, and these are all good tools to shed light down the path when we are walking. But I felt like God is talking to me more, and he says, that's not all. The most important thing is the light that comes from within us. These are all external, very helpful tools. It's like someone just like having a flashlight in his hand that helps him or her see. But I felt like deep inside, God is telling me the most important light that you should be having is the light that comes from within you. And here, I remember that every one of us is created in the image and in the likeness of God. Every one of us. So all the attributes of God, they live within us, whether we like it or not. So if you have this love inside your heart, the love that we call the agape type of love, the love that delights in putting the other first, the love that gets fulfillment when I help my brother, when I keep myself last, this type of love, if you have it, you are on the right path of having the light inside of you. If you have mercy and compassion deep inside of you, and you look at people, every person, as a creation of God's hands, and they are similar to you, to them is due love and respect. And then you don't have tendency to always jump on people and find mistakes in them. But you have this mercy and love and compassion. You have a light deep inside of you. If you have joy, if you have peace inside of you, this is all indicators that we have the light. And you're going to see that actually it's not difficult to understand, because all what I mentioned right now, it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? So if you search deep inside of you and you look and you find the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you have light inside of you. But one of the attributes of God too is the wrath of God, غضب ربنا. And the only thing probably that triggers this wrath of God is sin. So again, you ask yourself, and I ask myself, do I have this wrath of God deep inside of me? Like, if there is sin in my life, do I accept it and I live with it, or I become very angry at myself and angry at the sin that surrounds us in the world? Because there is lots of sinful behaviors around us and sinful ideas and deeds, and the world take them as just like, it's normal. Everyone does that. So that's another indication that you have the light of God that lives deep inside of you. Now, when it comes to living in darkness, because if you don't live in light, if you don't have this light inside of you, there is something wrong. And then there is the danger of having this darkness inside of you. So how do you know that? It's going to be the opposite of what I said. So instead of having this agape type of love, you have this selfish type of love that wants to put yourself first and put the other last. This is darkness. If you don't have mercy and compassion for people, but you tend to be very critical of people, very judgmental of people, you have this eye that looks at everyone and just like jumps on their mistakes, there is darkness inside of us. If you feel I'm sad most of the time and I don't know why, there's something lacking. If you're stressed all the time and then you don't feel any peace inside of you, there is something wrong. So how do we fight that? Because then if I identify that there is darkness, there is something that needs to be done. And here we fall into three categories. The first category is the people who live in harmony with this darkness. There are people who tell you, I have nothing to do with God. I live in the world, and this is how I want to live. Lots of people with whom we live, with whom we work, they would tell you flat out, we're atheists. We don't believe in anything above our head. Done. So this is one type of darkness, but at least it's known. It's known. They said it clearly. And there is another type of darkness. You identified your darkness, and you're not happy about it. I'll share with you a story. When I grew up in Egypt, in Alexandria, we were used to see the power outage happening a lot, actually. So I remember it would last probably some days for 5 hours, 6 hours, 3 hours, and then it's like you come home from school and you want to study and just like it's boring to just like use a candle to study. And then when the light comes back, you hear in the building where I used to live, you hear people cheering, hey, and then sometimes I would hear people applauding. But what does this tell us? What does this story tell us? Like, it's someone who is sitting in the dark, someone who's sitting in the darkness, but they don't like it anymore. They can't wait for the light to come, right? And that's why when it happened, they cheer. So the same thing here. If you identify that you have darkness inside of you, just pray about it and show God this deep desire. I want this darkness to go away, and he will grant it to you. Be faithful about looking for the truth, and he will show himself to you. A few days ago, we had our youth meeting, and one of the youth was saying that God imposed himself on St. Paul. He didn't even give him a chance, and he changed him. And I replied and I said, no. A person like St. Paul, even though he was a persecutor of the church, deep inside of him, he must have been looking for the truth. He must have been looking for the light. Where is the light? And God saw that, and then he revealed himself to him. Now, my last message is this. The worst thing that could happen to us is when you are living in the dark, but you don't identify this as darkness. And that's the worst thing that could happen to a man. Not only you don't see the light, not only you don't enjoy the light, but the darkness that is inside of you, you don't even recognize it. So this happens when we start to justify. We justify the wrong things that happen in our... And that's the wicked deed of Satan when he comes to my soul and he makes me think that, oh, I don't love this person because I have reasons. If you look at this person, what he does, what he says, well, I am angry at him because... And you keep justifying the wrong things. You keep justifying the wrong things. And time passes, and life is short, and we probably stumble as we walk, and we struggle with our faith. So may God give us all the power and the courage to seek deep inside of us and identify whether we live in darkness. And if we live in darkness, the message is, God, help me see the light. And if you don't identify the darkness as darkness, then probably God will try to reach out to you. So accept when people probably come to you, or people will give you attitudes, or sit with yourself and say, maybe there is something wrong. So may God help us all to live and to walk in light. Glory be to his name. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantor, Creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of life, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead,
according to the Scriptures,
ascended into the heavens, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father, and the Son, which will glorify, who spoke by the prophets, and in one God, the Catholic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Is more in a posse. Destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, you have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by when the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Pray for perfect peace, love and kiss, reap a force of kisses.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our heart with you. Clean that from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intellect, and make us all worthy your master to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly given in Christ our Lord.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord. Be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is me, the
Axion Kazikun Alisos Valken Umes me Axion Kazikun. O you who are my us, O Lord God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the heart of and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father, O Lord God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the power.
Towards the east.
You are here on whom stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
Formed us, created us, and placed us in the paradise of joy. While we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with your holy prophets. And in the last day, you manifested yourself to us who are living in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of all the Holy Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Was in and became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the birth of Monai through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by Holy Spirit. He loved his own ones and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we're bound and sold. On account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross. On the third day, he ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness, and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
افتشمار اتی فی افمو خایب آنخم پی کنموس
پسته
افچی این او ایک اجنب جیگت او بنات آنچنی أوغ الثليب أوغ مكاريون أوغ رفتان خو
تلناتي شفاي بخن أم اسمي
Shemshon את פערוק פייטפוף עניות הפנותי, אוף ניבן תאון ניבן את אף שפגמות.
אמין.
אף אנס מוערוך.
אמין.
אף אין אגי אנזיני. Φενιέν τενούφεν αγεύς μάθητης, αυέν αποστόλος εθ αυέπ, ευγό εμμος. Τεκ, ήτο βιτ όλο βιού, for this is my body, shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins, do this. In remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Vaireti pike afot menen sampidi ipnon אַפֿונט פֿעוועל קען אין פֿינעם אומא אט אַפֿשפּנג מון
אַמי
אַפֿס מונערונג
אַמי
אַפֿן אַגיין זינע מוף
Stev omen ke homolog omen ke zof sazo omen.
Afenjem tipi aftif onen nieten ofen ageus matitis. Oen apostolos et oeb, evgo emmos. Take, drink of it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this. In remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen.
Ascension
into the
Passion, his resurrection from the dead, and ascension into the heavens, is sitting at your right hand. O Father, and his second coming from heaven, awesome and full of glory, we offer unto you gifts from what is yours. For every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you.
Sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
To our mother, the birthday of your holies, and to purification of our souls, our body, and our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may have a shared inheritance with all the saints who have led in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy. Which
you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blood and our Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Baba and Baba Drozd II.
Pray for our High Bishop, Baba
and
Baba
Drozd II.
Find
the word of truth with them. Grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higumens, priests, and deacons.
Pray for the Higumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us all.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Father,
remember, Lord, the safety of this place which is written in every place and in every monastery for the fathers.
For the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's faith, rich via God, the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have
their measure according to your grace, give joy to the face of the earth, may its fruit be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for soul and our resting. Manage our life as the infant. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness, for the sake of your people, the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness. O you who give food to all flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficient in everything, always may abandon every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, Lord, those who have brought unto this gate, those on whose behalf the envy brought, and those by whom the envy brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
As this, O Lord, I command of your own. And suddenly share a commemoration of your sins. Richly accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have lived in the beginning, our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous who consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, Holy Theodocus, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, the Forerunner, Baptist, the Martyr, the Steve, Archdeacon, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the Martyr, the Patriarch, the Virgin of Church, the Discourse, the Anasanas, the Apostolic, St. Peter, the Martyr, and High Priest, St. John Chrysostom, St. Theodosius, St. Theophilus, St. Demetrius, St. Cyril, St. Peter, the Gregory, the Solution, the Gregory, the Wonder Worker, the Gregory, the Armenian, the 318, the Sibylline, and Nicaea, the 150 Constable, and the 200 at Ephesus, Nempenio tenzigios penești avantonius, nempesmi ava pavli, nempishom des oav ava makerinim nishirutiru, en stavrovorus, nempeniot ava epiromenos, nempeniot ava pishoi pimismi promenteleus, pimen ritetemensotirin, aasus, nempeniot baba ava kirillus, Pimasu and all the choir of your saints, through whose praise and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, and everyone whose name we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the face of Christ, greatly, O Lord, remember the soul of your servant, our my father, Abuna Arsenius Aziz Syrian, also remember Adib Kamil, Ibrahim Aziz, Samir Surur, Madeline Surur, Nadia Boulis. Raisely, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, sustaining the green pasture of blood, the watering of the rest of paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sons.
Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken upon them the paradise of joy, the rhythm of the level, forever in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place, and we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the end. And lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this so also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Reni pasi.
Ketovne ma'ati.
us give thanks to God the Father and to Creator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for He has made us worthy to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve His holy name. Let us also ask Him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of His divine and immortal mystery.
Amen.
Peace, O my soul.
Den ostem bexo.
Prosevextaste
Kyrie eleison
in pansi Father of our God, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who through His cross descended into Hades and restored Adam and his children to paradise. He buried us with Him, and through His death He abolished the power of death, and on the third day He rose from the dead.
Christ is risen from the dead.
He appeared to Mary Magdalene and spoke with her in this manner, "Tell my brethren that they go to Galilee, and there shall they see me?" Michael, the archangel, descended from heaven and rolled a stone from the door on the tomb and proclaimed the good news to the women carrying the spices, saying, "Christos Anesti."
Eleison anesti eknekeron.
Eleison anesti eknekeron. Thanatou thanatoun patisans keti sentsimni masin doin karisamenous. Christ is risen from the dead. By death He trampled upon death and has bestowed life upon those in the tomb. He breathed into the face of His saintly disciples and pure apostles, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Those whose sins You will remit, they are remitted to them, and those which You will retain, then shall be written. Therefore we ask You and bless and purify us from all hypocrisy, so that with a pure heart we day with boldness without fear to entreat You, God the Holy Father, who art in heaven, and say, Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Duxa sicere. Blessed is who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus be Christos.
علشان ما يبقاش في لخبطه وان واي ترافيك بس وان واي بمعنى ان هيجي كده يمشي كده ويلف تاني علشان ما يعطلش اللي جاي يتناول علشان تبقى الحكايه بسرعه وان واي سيستم محدش يرجع تاني بعد ما يتناول يرجع تاني ما ينفعش اتفضل احنا نكمل
Jesus be Christos eboro in te.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, the King of glory, is risen from the dead. Praise Him with pleasant sounding cymbals. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ, the King of glory, is risen from the dead. Praise Him from the cymbals of joy. Oh, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ, has risen, declaring victory, no more defeat. Jesus has risen, declaring victory, no more defeat. Resurrection is my song, resurrection gave me life. Resurrection made me strong. Jesus, my Lord, is alive. Resurrection made me strong. Jesus, my Lord, is alive. Jesus is risen in glory. Heaven and earth sing and praise. And the angel told the story. He is risen as he said, and the angel told the story. He is risen as he said. Resurrection is my song, resurrection gave me life. Resurrection made me strong, Jesus my Lord. is alive. Resurrection made me strong. Jesus, my Lord, is alive. Mary Magdalene was looking in the garden for her Lord, while Jesus himself was telling her to go and spread the word. While Jesus himself was telling her to go and spread.
يا ملائكة الذين ذبيحة بهذه تسبح اليوم إلى العلو. Remember us before the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest.
من الهلوز أكسب أتريك أيوك أغيب نماتي كنك أيك سوسيون سونيون أمين تنوشي بولين غايب مشي وبتشوي سيسوس بفرسوس بورو انت بورو أفتون في بطن يسموت كمبيهو إماشو Sotiem mono nainan kirie leison kirie flogison amin smoeroi sime tunie konie botom desmo amin esecho
ya malika salama atina salama qarr lana salama waghfir lana khatayana القوة والمجد لك البركة والعزة للأبد أمين. اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين كل الشكر. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the glory.